If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams. Some
exotic booze. I am so glad that you're with me today, and I also want to welcome the folks at WHFS AM 1010 in Tampa, Florida, and the west coast of Florida, and going in a band east-west across Florida and the Gulf. And I'm going to invite you, if you miss any part of today's show, to go to S. Abrams, that's S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, or Travelers411.com, where every show is podcast, archive, streams live, and chock full of so much information. If there's ever a place you're interested in going to, we probably, in the last almost 14 years, have celebrated that place by featuring them. And you'll find the interviews, photos, directories, blogs. There's just so much there. One of the key places you should be going to check out any place you're interested in, sabrams.com. and Travelers411.com for your business questions, business travel, leisure travel, group travel, any niche market. You know, go to forums. When you get to Travelers411.com, you want to go to forums and scroll down the page, because we have destinations of the world divided by continents, countries, states, provinces, cities, towns, whatever. And then we've got niche markets. So if you're interested in cruising or kayaking or golfing or whatever, snorkeling, traveling with children, name it. We've got a niche market forum for you to get into conversations with others, answer people's questions, question people's answers, all of the above. So I want to tell you that we're going to go off in the next hour to South Africa. Actually, got lucky, and the man I wanted to speak with happens to be in Virginia at the moment. So at least we were in the same time zone. And we're going to be talking with Alan Robertson, who has a unique lodging made up of train cars that are stationary, parked by the beach next to the water that is the Indian Ocean, in a place called Mossel Bay, South Africa. And the insides of these train cars look like something that a Maharaja would travel in. Fabulous, just fabulous. And then we're going to end up in California before today is over. So you don't want to miss any of that. But I'm taking you off to introduce you to an amazingly talented, also a stud muffin, by the way. You got to see his picture. He looks like a movie actor, cute as he could be. We're going to go off and talk with Alan Cook, a poet and Emmy Award winner who lives in Ireland and who I just got introduced to on Facebook because he and I have a mutual friend in common, and that's Malachy McCourt, who's been a guest so many times on my shows. So we're going to go off and talk with Alan Cook, who has written a poem describing the beauties of Ireland for the traveler and visitor, and probably the resident too. Just for me. right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Get ready for another exciting summer as tickets are on sale now for Tanglewood, the summer home of the BSO in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Plan your Tanglewood summer now at bso.org or get tickets at 888-266-1200.
I am so lucky to have on the line with me Alan Cook, Emmy Award winner, poet, man into film and all things creative, who I just started chatting with a couple of days ago. And I am so impressed by his, first of all, I'm sure it's hereditary. It's like this amazing Irish sensitivity to the word. And some of the beautiful, imaginative, creative ways that he has described simple experiences like a sunrise or a flower. And I wanted to introduce you to Alan. And now, not only do I have Alan, and I want to talk about his Emmy Award, but I want to have him read his poem that he has written about Ireland for me, and share it with you as we both hear it read by the poet for the first time. So first, let's just start with a little introduction. You live in the Burren, Alan?
How you doing, Stephanie? And hello to all your listeners. Yeah, I'm currently living in the Burren, which, for those of you who don't know, Alicia, is in the northwest of Ireland in County Clare. It's a very unique limestone mountain landscape. There's 384 kilometres, I think, of limestone, which crisscrosses and covers what would be traditionally seen as a green in Ireland, because we all know about the green in Ireland, and this beautiful, wild, magnetic, transient, very liminal, strange place of moonscape stone. But that really dominates the landscape in the mountains. It's obviously close right by the Atlantic Ocean as well. So it's a very unusual contrast of landscapes. And I've lived here for a few years, writing, creating, wandering, and I guess becoming and growing into the person I am today, you know?
Well, the Burren looks like, you know, when they show you some planet in outer space and there isn't a whole lot there, and it's just continual stone. And there's an expression, an Irish expression that goes with it, that the Burren is a place where you won't find a thief or a tree to hang them from.
I think, yeah, that was Cromwell, apparently. This is where they drove. It's a very extraordinary history. They drove a lot of the oppressed and the people during Cromwell's time to the edge of this uninhabitable world. What was seen as an uninhabitable world, there was nowhere to grow anything. There was no place to really place your home because it was such a raw and rugged and very cruel and harsh landscape. But people did settle here, and people did somehow survive here. And people also came into themselves in terms of, there was also an energy here which goes back to Neolithic times, a very unusual historical thing of, there was a lot of ancient sacred sites here. So the Burren has survived, obviously has been a populated area now for hundreds of years.
And you drive along either through the Burren. If you go, yeah. if you start out in Ennis in County Clare, which is a darling town, and if you forgot anything at home or you've been traveling and you've run out of things, that's the town you want to stop in to do all your shopping, other than maybe Galway City. But it's just a darling, wonderful, historic town. And one of my favorite hotels in Ireland, the Templegate Hotel, owned and operated by the Madden family, is a lovely place to stay, which at one time, before the sisters decided to sell the place, was a convent of the Sisters of Mercy. And so you see some of the architectural remains of, especially in one room that they use for various kinds of banqueting and whatnot. It's charming. But there's a road that goes right from Ennis out to the Cliffs of Moher and takes you right through the Burren. And it, you might want, that's a little faster than if you go a little bit north and then make your left turn to go west and follow the coastal route, which is lovely. And I love to do that. But generally, we'll take the coastal route in one direction and we'll take the straight road from the Cliffs of Moher to Ennis in the other direction, unless we feel like we have just tons of time. And then we'll take the coastal road both ways. But you know, it's funny, Alan. I had the privilege of being taken on a little excursion on one of the trips, early trips to Ireland, with a tour guide that was provided by Fáilte Ireland and Tourism Ireland, who was a botanist or a horticulturist or something. He was into little flowers. And they took this fellow took us, with, complete with walking stick, into the burn, and was pointing out all these teeny tiny little white and yellow and purple flowered tiny tiny plants that are the size of the nail on your pinky before you let the nail start to grow, that the wind has brought in from France. The birds and butterflies, whatever, have dropped the seeds from other places, the pollen and the seeds from other places. And there's such a sense of life and survival when you see nothing but a landscape of rock that looks like the moon. And then in between the crevices, there's all this life growing in full color. And, I mean, it's such an inspiration for me to just be in that place. And especially the closer you get to the Atlantic Ocean with the sea breezes and the mist in the air. Ah, wonderful. We're going to take a quick break and come back. And we're going to talk a little bit, but we're going to talk more about having Alan read us his poem that he's written. Ah, I commissioned the poem. Who could believe that? We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. And each town looks the same to me. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street, between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need. even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you?
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am having an experience I've never had before. I have on the line with me Alan Cook. Alan and I have become great friends in the last 2 days. In the midst of that, that's because Facebook introduced us, and introduced us as you have a mutual friend in Malachy McCourt. And any friend of Malachy's is a friend of mine. So we had a little conversation or two. And in the midst of that conversation, tell me quickly, because I want plenty of time for you to read your poem. Tell me about the Emmy. What did you win it for? When did you win it?
In the mid-2000s, I lived in New York for 6 years. And during the early 2000s, a couple of years after 9/11, I went out and created with a friend of mine a low-budget film about my journey as an immigrant, an Irish immigrant in New York. Along the way, we ended up catching a lot of very big people like Frank McCourt, Woody Allen, Mike Myers, Liam Neeson, Susan Sarandon, and created this kind of magical tome poem, filmic tome poem about the city to kind of rebirth it and give it the idea of hope after such devastation that happened to it. So come 2009 then, we were nominated, and it's extraordinary, this tiny little film to go on to this. We were nominated for 3 Emmys. And I ended up winning the Emmy for Best Writing for Narrative Writing for a Documentary.
Well,
New York giving me back the gold after all the struggle, you know?
You are an extraordinarily talented person. You and words have a special relationship. And in any event, listen, people. I've never had anybody other than maybe, you know, somebody that loves me in the family, child or adult type, write me a poem. And so this poem was really commissioned without my realizing it was being commissioned, because I said to Alan, I would love you to go in and sculpt out of the poems you've written that I don't know. And I have gone on your Facebook page and taken out some phrases and passages that are descriptive of Ireland as a destination and what makes it special and magical. Little did I know when I said that to Alan that he undertook that as a new commission to write a poem that would answer those questions I put to him. So, Alan, does this poem have a name?
It hasn't got a name yet.
Well, please name it and send me the email, an email with the name. And it starts out with the mention of Fenor's Mountains, and I'm not familiar with Fenor's Mountains, didn't stick in my mind, but those are the mountains that you see that border near the, when you drive around the Burren.
That's right. Should I recite the poem now?
Now I would like you to recite the poem. So okay. Here we go. For the moment, Untitled by Alan M. Cook.
The brow of Fenora's mountains, all stone sacred upward hills reaching out beyond blue skies. I walk onwards in the fields of gentian, purple, green, yellow rainbows of heated nature under the god of the sun. I sit in the great valleys of this land, the Kerry Mountains beckoning toward the power of Atlantic green oceans, a myriad of histories in each soft wave. I rest upon the old wells, each sacred drop of water caressed by carved stone so precious on my lips like time. I march upon the islands of Arran, close upon the edge of the world, the old so potent, the soft-eyed donkeys, the furrowed deep rocks, the mighty cliffs which hold the swell of time, and I sleep upon the soft grassy ferns, where swallows return, heaped by Celtic soul, where their tiny wings beat constant, like Ireland's dense green heart, showing us the miracle of life. And I taste the broken soul of air, the soil of error in my mouth, the smell of ancient earth where gods roam the old coasts, from Valencia to the Giant's Causeway, where the goddess guides her hand upon your weary brow, sweet traveler, to bring you home. And I see the dolmens, old, sacred, alone, alive energy that heals the heart. And I've walked the ancient bogs of Mayo, miles of brown, soft furrows that fuel the ancient burning fires of tribal hearts. I walk Dublin, old beggars and dreamers, my home all battered and beautiful. And I see Ben Bulbin, Sligo Slab Mountain, bright green, an astonishing sight that draws the soul's amazement, holding secrets from a million eyes. And I swim in rivers silver gold, salmon upward bound, glistening scales like old poems, secret fish tales, magic-eyed shoals through streams, unto the sacred bells of Ireland old. And the elk of Cool Park, magnificent animal hiding in the oak woods, softly has majestic kings, brown fur, shadows in the night. And the shy hares and foxes' red tails disappearing into the darkness. I walk among the horses of Connemara, their hooves and fur and winter eyes, their steamy breath so sweet upon my face. Take me home in Ireland, her arms so green, rain like diamonds splashing on my car windows, kind old faces wrinkled in bars, mouths Guinness-filled stories filling the bars long past the night. And I walk the island edges in great winds, in snowdrifts that make virgin fields sing the song of the bard. So Ireland, can you take me back among the golden veil, upon the immeasurable beauty and desire to walk your wild green gardens once again?
You're going to hear what we call in radio dead air, because I'm speechless. That was so beautiful. That was so beautiful. And I think maybe my audience understands why I am captivated by your unique and very special talents, Alan. You're amazing.
Thank you.
You're just amazing. That was gorgeous. That was really gorgeous. There aren't words to describe how special your interpretation is. The good news is that we will have that forever archived at sabrams.com and travelers411.com. I'm going to try to convince Alan to title his poem something like "Ode to Stephanie Abrams Travels."
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I was going to put your name in it, and I'm going to call it Stephanie's Ireland.
Oh, my God. I've got tears in my eyes.
So that's your poem now.
Wow. Wow. Well, it's a good thing we're backing up to a commercial because can't speak right now. Thank you, Alan, for joining us. You'll excuse me, people. I'll be better in the next segment. We're going off to talk about hurricanes, and I'm feeling a little stormy. Stay with me.
To go, there's no one home but you. You're all that's left me to
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Beyond the Sea.
Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
If you've just joined us, I'm talking with Alan Simpson, a radio presenter, which we would call a radio show host, of the most popular radio show in Northern Ireland. Heard, it's the Alan Simpson Show. That's a clever name. And it's heard on BBC Radio Ulster. He's based in Belfast when he's working, and he lives in Portrush, which is on the Antrim coast. That's a wonderful area. And you take that whole coastal road, and there is just so much to see and do. And, you know, the coastal route is just gorgeous. And there are glens along the way. You'll come to Dunluce Castle, which, if you saw the Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl, they showed you this big, ruinous-looking castle and made you think it was in the Caribbean. It's actually there on the Antrim coast, not far from Portrush. The Carrickaread Rope Bridge, which you'll never get me on, but it's this rickety-crickety thing that they say is safe that you can walk on. And the kind of rope bridge that you see in those piratey kind of films. And if you get lucky like me, you'll meet people there with their puppies. I met the most beautiful liver and white Springer Spaniel, whose name was Lulu, when Lulu was about 3 months old last year. And I keep hoping I'm going to meet Lulu again because she was so pretty. But you can find her pictures, along with about 15,000 pictures just of Ireland, at S. Abrams, that's SABRAMS.com. And I am very proud that Alan Simpson is one of my followers on Twitter. And I hope that you will follow me also. And when you get to Twitter, you can follow me at iTrip and then the letter U, I-T-R-I-P-U, iTripU. So, and if you missed any part of today's show, you want to hear a piece again, you want to share it with somebody, we're a podcast, we're a simulcast, you can pick it up on your, that handheld thing that you use as a phone sometimes, but it'll get you online, and you can hear us streaming live as well as archived, so just lots of good stuff for you to know about online. Alan and I in the commercial break were talking a bit more about the potential of being able to see Giant's Causeway, which is something you have to do in your lifetime, people. And I do. I visit Giant's Causeway every time we go over, unless something serious gets in the way, like the weather's really stormy, because it's not a place you want to be if the weather's really stormy, because it's a big outdoor, do a lot of walking around place. But a couple of years ago, we were invited by Bill O'Brien, who owns Doolin Ferries and O'Brien Ferries, down on the waterfront at the Cliffs of Moher in County Clare, to come out on a boat so that we could get the bird's eye view of the Cliffs of Moher from the sea, which really rounds out your experience, because if you've only seen it from land, it's like looking at one side of the moon. So, which is what we generally do. You know, it's very nice to know what's on the other side. And I never thought about being able to see Giant's Causeway from the sea. So tell me how you do that, Alan.
I'll tell you exactly how you do that. You go to Portrush, you go to Ballantoy, you go to Ballycastle, you go to any of the inland ports or the small ports on the Antrim coast, and you ask for a local fisherman
And a local fisherman will tell you when, where, how, and he'll say, right, be there 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and he'll take you, and you'll spend a day going around. You know the way we like to show off. We won't show you just the Giant's Causeway by sea. He'll take you further on, take you around to Ballycastle and show you Fairhead, and you'll get to see Rathlin Island and the Skerries, and of course you can see Scotland from the Giant's Causeway. But what I was going to say, interestingly enough, Stephanie, whenever you were mentioning the fact that Dunluce Castle and Carrickreed reminded you of the Pirates of the Caribbean, if any of your listeners are tuned into HBO at the moment with Game of Thrones, the Game of Thrones series at the minute is actually filming right on the north coast, and you can see the world of Game of Thrones, which is filmed here, and as a local, it's quite an awesome thing to see this science fiction strange world being portrayed. Well, it actually, it's just down the road in a car park beside the, as you said, the Carrickreed Road Bridge. So Hollywood has come to the North Coast.
I think that's marvelous. I think that's just marvelous. I love when I'm watching something and I can spot where it was really filmed, you know, and they're trying to make you think it's somewhere else. You know the film Vanity Fair? I think yep. Reese Witherspoon was in it. It opens up, and she's either on a horse or a horse and carriage or something, and she's going down this street, and the street's all muddy and murky because horses live there in that street, traverse there. And that little thing pops up on the screen, and it says something, I don't know, Old London, 18-something, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I nudged my husband, and I said, that's Bath. And he said, You always think you know where everything is. And then we got to the end of the film, because I have to wait till the very last credit is run, and son of a gun, it was filmed in Bath. And it looks like London would have looked then, and of course it had less traffic than having to deal with trying to film something like that in London. But it's always grand to spot a place and, you know, really be able to identify. We've actually recorded the Games of the Thrones, or what's it called?
The Game of Thrones.
That's
on
the
HBO.
One. Yes, we have recorded that, and we haven't been home long enough to watch it. And I can't watch one episode and then 4 weeks later watch the next. So on some rainy day in beautiful Berkshire County, although we hate to admit we ever have a rainy day, but they call it New England for a reason. And
I know you have a very clever eye. So whenever you're watching Game of Thrones, which is set in this mystical, wonderful land of the North, you'll go, hey, I know that.
No, I can't wait to see it now. But we've been saving it. What we'll do is on one of those gray, misty New England days, we will have a marathon and probably watch the whole series. So I want you to make me a promise. That's going to be a tough one, huh?
Not at all. No, it's not a problem. I'm a Boy Scout. I'm good at keeping promises.
Well, good.
I promise to do my duty
okay.
to help other people and always keep a promise for Stephanie Abrams.
Well, now you've just promised in front of millions and millions and millions of people. So here's what I want to do. The next time I come over and the weather is lovely and there are no 50-foot swells out at the sea, and there's a fisherman willing to haul our carcasses about, I want you to go with us. Would you do that?
Oh, absolutely. It would be my pleasure. Well, I could lead the way on my stand-up paddleboard.
I don't know. Now that's not going to happen. That is not going to happen. Now, when you grew up in Portrush, did you have any sense that one day you would be the Alan Simpson, so well known on BBC Radio Ulster?
Absolutely no idea whatsoever. I was quite happy walking on along the beach, talking to the seagulls. They were my friends. I didn't realize that people were going to be pointing at me in the streets and waving, hello. It's a strange thing. But it's a very pleasant thing to be able to play music and chat in the afternoon on a radio and people to get a little sense of what you do and they get to know you as well. And they know your foibles and they know your quirks and your pastimes. So, no, and because Northern Ireland, as you know, people are friendly, they treat you just like an extra friend that they know a little bit more about.
That is a special thing. That is a very special thing. I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of tourism people in Northern Ireland, and I know a number of members of Parliament as a result. I know people from the county councils and, you know, from the various tourism boards. But, you know, I don't really know other than, you know, that ilk of people, a lot of celebrity types. There is somebody I know of, a couple of people I know of. You know, musicians. Actually, I do know some people who are very well known in the music world in Ireland and elsewhere around the world. But interestingly, in Donegal, Matthew Broderick now owns for some time his grandfather's house. And
he
and Sarah Jessica Parker, on a fairly consistent basis, will magically appear in the town of Donegal when they just want to get away from everything and want to be left alone. And it came to mind when you were, you know, giving this kind of explanation, because people in Ireland tend to take things in stride and don't get all crazed over people and let them be. I mean, they're happy and they smile and it's a good day, and then they don't get the same kind of star treatment that they're trying to get away from. We're going to take a quick break and come right back up. We're talking with Alan Simpson from BBC Radio Ulster. Don't leave me. Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog, and at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andrus Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickarede Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's travel with Stephanie Abrams.
No matter where in Ireland you fly into, whether you fly into Dublin or you fly into Shannon and you head north, or you fly into Belfast, as we just did on the trip we just came back from last week. We flew round trip Belfast. Amazingly, it was the least expensive way to get in and out of Ireland, and that generally hasn't been the case. I've often flown into Belfast because I wanted to be there first, or I wanted to be there last, or because there just weren't seats on the dates that I wanted to fly. But on this trip, I'm going to tell you, we flew round trip Belfast for two reasons. We knew we were going to go north anyway, because you know I've got to go to Giant's Causeway, but we also wanted to go to the new Titanic Belfast Museum. And when I went to look at airfares, the least expensive way to do it was to fly round trip Belfast. And you can pick up your dually car rental. In fact, they're going to pick you up at the airport in your car that you're renting and throw your luggage in, drive you over to their rental shop. You sign your papers and you're all loaded up and ready to go. So it's a real easy and wonderful way. Check out dooleycarrentals.com. It's the only independent car rental company in Ireland, and they treat you like people, not a number on a reservation. And we got off the plane. The car came to get us. We signed the paperwork, and we kept going because we had an appointment right after we got off the plane. It was timed, so we'd have just enough time to do everything and get to the Titanic Belfast Museum, which is the new big deal going on in Belfast and in Northern Ireland at the moment. We're talking with Alan Simpson, a radio presenter, show host of the Alan Simpson Show on BBC Radio Ulster, live on the phone from his home in Portrush, Northern Ireland. And when you rent your dually car, it's probably already pre-programmed to BBC Radio Ulster, but you can find it at between 93 and 95 FM on the dial. Alan, have you had a chance to get over to the museum yet, the new Titanic Museum in Belfast?
Well, you know what? I'm not that lucky, because you mentioned that it's a big deal in Northern Ireland at the moment. This is a big deal in the UK at the moment. The pre-sales were something like 80,000 tickets before it actually opened its doors. It is phenomenal. This is our This is Northern Ireland's Guggenheim Museum. It is an incredible structure. I have popped in. I was working in one part of it, but I haven't had the opportunity to do the full tour because it has been so ridiculously popular. And not just popular with locals, it's popular with people from all over the world. Obviously, this year being the 100th anniversary of the Titanic, there's an awful lot of media and an awful lot of press. But it is an incredible building. And it stands right on Queen's Island where the Titanic was built. And even you chat to some people, they didn't even know Titanic was built in Belfast by Belfast people. It's remarkable.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point that I hasten to reinforce. If you're planning to go and visit the Titanic Belfast Museum, you must go online and buy your tickets in advance, because if you just show up, there's a very good chance you're going to see a big sign that says sold out today, which leaves you with nothing to do except buy a ticket for another day as long as you're there. And if you're on a tight travel schedule, you may not have another day when you're, you know, if you're not, if you live locally, it's a different story. But if you're coming from across an ocean to visit, you want to make sure you've got tickets. So go online and buy your tickets in advance to assure you have tickets for the day you want to go. What do you think about the flap over people not routinely being able to see the stairway, the reproduction of the stairway that they've built at the museum? They've got it in a place pretty much reserved for banquets and events, and it's not open to the general public. So do you have any response to that?
Well, I just think there are too many people want to be Kate Winslet, really, and get their photograph taken. But I think they're addressing that at the moment because they are opening. Where the staircase is open now on a Sunday. For, they're calling them Staircase Sundays so that people can come in and get their photograph taken on the staircase.
Bravo.
So I don't think that's going to be such a big issue.
Well, that's a good thing, because I had some. If you go to my blog at sabrams.com/blog, I started out, somebody pointed out to me the other day, I wrote, I have two suggestions, but then I listed six. Of course, I was in Ireland when I wrote that. A day or two after we'd been there, I was still suffering from jet lag, so I'm not to be held responsible. I've corrected that since then, since it was pointed out.
So you're still working 8 days a week, then, are you, Stephanie?
9 days a week, 36 hours a day. It's pretty close to it, yeah. But you know, I had suggested that there are a number of things they could do, including make a big giant photo mural blow up poster, put it somewhere that's more accessible, and build a couple of wooden steps in front of the picture, and then let people stand on those two steps. And when you take a photo of that, it looks like you're standing on the stairway. And it's a nice thing for, you know, individual visitors or, you know, a school group or a family who want to have their picture taken on a ship that sank. But in any event, the other way is, when you actually got over there to do whatever gig you were doing, probably broadcasting live from there, was it? So did you have a chance to see the couple of cabins that they recreated of first class and second class?
Unfortunately, I didn't, Stephanie. That's on one of my to-do lists, you know, because, as I said, it is so popular. But I love the fact that it's being celebrated, the Titanic, and the fact the Belfast work, and there was the area where the Titanic was built, where you stand and you look around, and it's for the best will in the world, there's not too many people there. It's quite a barren area now, apart from the Harland and the Wolf cranes. And then you start reading that whenever they were building Titanic, there was 30,000 people worked on that area.
Well, my thought was, in those rooms that they've created, they have holographs of people, passengers, walking around the room. And they could actually make a holograph and just, you know, project it up on the wall of the stairway. and then let people stand there. But I'm glad that they're having their stairway Sundays. That was a nice solution. Be nice if they could just do one of my suggestions, which would make it available every day. Alan, the hour has blown by us, and I do hope that you'll keep in touch with me, and I'm going to do my best to get you to Berkshire County, because I'd love you to come to Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony, with us this summer. So you're going to have to check your calendar and see where you can get away, even for a few days. It's a short trip across the Atlantic. We do it all the time. So I got to get you over here and pamper you a bit.
Well, I'm right beside the sea, so maybe I may check my stand-up paddle board and see which direction I should point it in.
The worst way to travel. You don't want to do that. Thanks for joining us. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.